With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. House Speaker Mike Johnson is backing a delay in a vote on a government spending bill.
Johnson included a requirement in the spending bill that people registering to vote must provide proof of citizenship. There are doubts the votes are there to pass. Johnson is not backing down.
The American people demand and deserve that we do everything possible to secure the election.
Democrats like California's Pete Aguilar are calling on Johnson to stop wasting time on a bill that will not become law.
We've seen how this ends. The only way to pass a government funding bill is to pass it on a bipartisan basis.
Former President Donald Trump seemingly encouraged a government shutdown if Republicans in the House and Senate don't get what he called assurances on election security. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A top Senate Democrat is joining several House Republicans in urging President Biden to lift restrictions on Ukraine using American weapons to strike deep into Russia.
Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Ben Cardin of Maryland is now echoing calls from Republicans in the House to ease restrictions on Ukraine's use of some U.S. long-range weapons. Cardin said on Wednesday the time has come to ease the restrictions. His support comes after the Republican chairs of the House Foreign Affairs, Armed Services, and Intelligence Committees sent a letter to President Biden urging him to lift those restrictions. Bob Agner reporting.
Hurricane Francine has made landfall in Louisiana as a Category 2 storm, bringing powerful winds, deadly storm surge, and potential flooding on the northern U.S. Gulf Coast. Francine had maximum sustained winds of nearly 100 miles an hour when it roared ashore at Terrebonne Parish. Parts of Mississippi, Alabama, and the Florida Panhandle are at risk of flash and urban flooding. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 124 points. This is SRN News. Religious Americans back Trump.
With the election day looming, the Pew Research Center has released a new poll that indicates that a majority of both Protestants and Catholics are more inclined to vote for the former president than they are for Vice President Kamala Harris. 61% of Protestants are in the Trump camp, including 82% of white evangelicals. 52% of Catholics support the Republican nominee, including 61% of white Catholics. Jewish people and atheists lean toward Harris. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Pakistani man was arrested in Canada and accused of plotting a mass shooting at a Jewish center in Brooklyn on the one-year anniversary of last year's October 7th attack by Hamas on Israel. U.S. lawmen say Mohammed Khan attempted to travel from Canada, where he lives, to New York City with the goal of killing as many Jewish people as possible in the name of ISIS. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police called the plan deplorable. This is SRN News. Stocks made a comeback after being in the red most of the morning.
Stocks roared back from an early wipeout and finished higher on Wall Street. Big tech companies, including Nvidia, led the way higher, even as most stocks in the S&P 500 index fell. The S&P 500 rose 1.1% Wednesday, bringing it closer to the latest all-time high it set in July. The Dow rose 124 points. It's about 0.3%. The Dow erased an earlier loss of 743 points. The Nasdaq Composite jumped 2.2%. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. A report on inflation led investors to dial back their hopes for a jumbo-sized rate cut next week from the Federal Reserve. Seth Sutel, New York.
Campbell is ready to drop the soup, at least from its official name. Campbell's Soup Company announced its intention to change its name at an annual meeting of investors on Tuesday. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.